If you weren't a sports guy, would you love to be an entertainment reporter covering movies, or do you think that gets...
No.
Because remember, you got to watch the bad ones, too.
Yeah, but I'm always envious, you know, when they get the one-on-ones. Like you know, like if you're like you work for a news station, and they're just sitting there one-on-one with them, and like, you know, just the two of them, you know, for that, like, you know, three-minute quick hit of questions. I was like, hey, but you got to sit 3 minutes with, like, Hugh Jackman.
Hey, my favorite is, like, when Robert Downey does the Marvel movies, and somebody goes, talk about your arrest and your massive cocaine habit. Yeah. And he's like, what? I'm Iron Man. This is... No, but when you were in prison, did you think your world was collapsing around you? No. Out? Can I leave this? Do you want to talk about the... Thanos has got the stones, and I've got this thing, and... No. Did you ever think about just ending it all while you were in prison and your life was over? I'm out. And then they just get up and take their stuff off and leave.
Didn't cross my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Those are my favorite.
I'm going to do a quick side thing here because I wanted to... I think it's kind of fun, especially since we had two segments in a row of depressing stuff. But you know who really... I know for a fact will be watching the Oscars this weekend?
Who is going to be watching the Oscars this weekend?
Don Nelson.
Don Nelson will definitely be watching the Oscars.
And the reason why I know this is because it goes along with the story. Because, you know, Don Nelson retired to Hawaii.
Yeah, Nelson's a great basketball mind.
He actually lives in Maui. And he has regular high-stakes poker games with three of Maui's more famous residents.
Do you know who they are?
I do.
Okay. Are they famous people or are they just locally famous?
No, they're famous people.
Okay.
Three people who live in Hawaii when they're not off doing other things.
Is it Laird Hamilton?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got another story about him sometime. Okay. Maybe off the air. But no, there are three people. You know these people.
Okay, can you tell me who they are?
Yeah, and you also know them for certain reasons, too, which kind of plays into, you know, Don Nelson's new circle of friends. So he is in high-stake poker games on Maui with Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson lives in Hawaii? Cool.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
And Woody Harrelson.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I know where this is going. All right. So what do those three have in common? Oh, Don Nelson. Oh, I love it.
In fact, I have a little clip I wanted to play.
All right. Play Don Nelson talking about this poker game.
No, he wasn't talking about the poker game. Oh, okay. Don Nelson was asked about how life in Hawaii is since he retired Hawaii. This was his immediate response.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot.
How great is that?
Yeah, but I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And I personally am involved with rent in the rental business. We have a lot of – I invested my fortune in Maui. And so we rent out our structures that we built bought over the years, and we make a good living.
That's fantastic.
Now,
let's just put that in perspective for a second. Don Nelson, who's had a very good NBA career, coach, GM, right, all that stuff, player, okay, is now living in Hawaii with way more money than he knows what to do with it, invested it into a point where that's bringing in more revenue than he knows what to do with it, and he's smoking massive amounts of pot while he's on the island with Willie Nelson, Owen Wilson, and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, he's not smoking a little with those three guys.
No. Can I take it a step further?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step further that Don Nelson, you know, is what we want to aspire to be when we retire.
Yes.
He's developed his own brand.
Yes.
It's called Nelly Kush.
Oh, that's so great.
He has his own... He grows his own. He's created his own strand of marijuana that obviously he's probably sharing with the boys when they're getting together playing poker.
Exactly. What would you do? Like, wouldn't it be great? I don't know. Well, like if your parents were retired in like a retirement home and you went in and it just smelled like weed, you're like, oh my God, what's going on? Like Don Nelson is grandpa smoking weed, isn't he?
Have you seen a picture of him lately too? I mean, he's going full Big Lebowski.
Is he really?
Oh, my God.
I have not seen a picture of him recently.
Just Google it.
The only picture I got him in my head is like when he was taking press conferences and he was like running the Mavericks or whatever he was doing.
You need to just jump on the Googleator right now and take a look at most recent picture of Don Nelson.
He's just, he's living the dream.
Shaggy beard, long silver hair, gold chain. I mean, he looks the part.
I do have a question about this high-stake pokers game that he's in. How is Woody Nelson there when he's in every movie that is being brought out to the public? Woody Harrelsons are there that he can be at a high-stake pokers game with Don Nelson when he's in 50 movies?
You also need to question what high-stakes poker actually is for those foursome.
Good point. What's the high really mean in the high-stake poker game for Don Nelson? This is great. This is really, I got to be honest with you, this is really great. And you know what? It goes back to a point I've made for a long time. There's going to be a point very, very soon, quicker than you think, some of you out there, where that kind of statement will not be outrageous. That kind of statement will be like everybody. There's just going to be a point where it's going to be so legal across the country that that's going to be not funny, but expected, right? It's just, I know some of you will hate that. Some of you will love that. I'm just kind of telling you where we're heading. It's like, that's great. Awesome. Is it legal in Hawaii? I'm sure it is now because he wouldn't be admitting that. So it is. So I didn't know. I know a certain. I knew certain continental states, but I didn't know if Hawaii. I'm sure. Hawaii should have been the first of all states.